This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting today of Sri Somnath Trust, which manages the world-famous Somnath Temple, in his capacity as its chairperson. The meeting will take place at Sasan, the headquarters of Gir National Park in Junagadh district of Gujarat. Prime Minister Modi will also offer prayers at the Somnath Temple. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Bantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Bantara is established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests, with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. Home Minister Amit Shah today vowed to intensify crackdown on drug traffickers to build a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a top-to-bottom and bottom-to-top strategy. The minister said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing drug traffickers who drag youth into addiction for money. He pledged to continue combating the drug menace with meticulous investigations to build a drug-free Bharat. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi today highlighted the role of Central Warehousing Corporation or CWC in strengthening supply chains and ensuring food security in the country. Sharing a video message at the celebration of 69th Foundation Day of Central Warehousing Corporation in New Delhi, he said that CWC has made commendable efforts by creating additional food storage capacity of more than 21 lakh square feet during financial year 2023-24.
CWC caters to diverse clientele varying from government organization, private company, retailers, traders, customs. CWC also has a critical role in successful implementation of Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyana Anna Yojana and Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aayasavrakshan Abhiyan.
In Uttarakhand, the death toll in the avalanche incident near Mana village in Chamoli has risen to 5 as rescue teams recovered another body today. Operation is underway to rescue the remaining 3 workers trapped in the avalanche. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reached the disaster control room in Dehradun and took stock of the situation. He said the district administration, including the army, ITBP, SDRF and NDRF, are engaged in the rescue operation on a war footing. According to the district administration and rescue teams, one missing worker had already gone home before the accident. The number of workers affected in the avalanche incident near Mana village in the past days has now come down to 54, which was earlier reported to be 55. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order designating English as the official language of the United States. The order overturns a mandate from former President Bill Clinton, which required federal agencies and recipients of federal funding to provide assistance to non-English speakers. Israel has agreed to a proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza during the Ramzan and Passover periods. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in a statement today said it has agreed to implement the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's idea of a ceasefire extension if Palestinian group Hamas agreed to it. The decision comes as the first phase of a previously agreed ceasefire was nearing its expiration. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that U.S. President Donald Trump's support is crucial for his country. The statement comes a day after his unprecedented verbal spat with President Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance during a meeting in the White House. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India were 96 for 3 in 24 overs against New Zealand in the final Group A ODI encounter in Dubai a short while ago. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.